This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Go to Shia.
I'd like to begin by apologizing that today's Shir is going to be a little shorter than regular. My uncle, Rabbi Yehuda Kellermer Shlita, was hit by a car last night. And I was up through the night, the entire night, to learning Shavu'ah Refuah Shleima, Hashem, it's a bislach. So I'm a little bit tired. So it'll be a little shorter, and the delivery will be a less. But I didn't want to cancel. I wanted this shir should be a schus for him. Should be a schus. Rav Yehuda ben Rivka Leah, for Shleima. Schus to Shav for Shleima, my uncle. Today, the bracha that we'll discuss is the second bracha of Birchas Hashacha. Shaloi Osani Goy. Actually, it's the third bracha. Anaisin Asech Vivinot, Ben Shigaret, we spoke Shaloi Osani Goy last week. This week we'll speak Shaloi Osani Ovid. What exactly is the bracha Shaloi Osani Ovid? Ri Bar Yochar, it's one of the Rishonim. He says that l'chayra we don't mean evet knani. We don't mean shleyasani ovid agoyish knecht, because that's already included in shleyasani goy. So when we say ovid, we don't mean evet knani. What do we mean? Evet Yisrael. Shleyasani, Eved Yisrael, the parish of Mishpatim. And Parashas Mishpatim, the first parasha is Eved Ivri. Baruch Ato Hashem, Shleyasani Ovid. It's interesting. I mean, Eved Yisrael is not, it's by choice. Right? I mean, it's something that the person did. Stole and he didn't have, and he was nimkar. How else do you have an Eved Yisrael? So what's Shleyasani, that the Eibishter didn't make me an Eved? How do you have an Eved Yisrael that the Eibishter makes Eved Yisrael? You chose to be an Eved Yisrael. You stole, or whatever the story is that made you an Eved Yisrael. Oizet Shoshama, Halar Sinai, Avodayim, and you chose to be an Eved. So what do you mean, Shleyasani Eved? Tosan Tara, eh? Rabbi Yankel, Sagutara. How could we make a bracha Shleyasani Eved? Another shail, I saw the Mefarshe Hasidur ask, we don't even have the parsha of Eved Ivri today. We don't even have it. So what's Shaykh machin a bracha Shaloi Osani Ovid. It's not the Gebe's man. I said, well, what are you making a bracha? Shaloi Osani Ovid. I saw there's a sefer called Tfilas Chanetz. It was written by Reb Ruvin Melamed. Reb Ruvin Melamed was the Mashgiach in Ponevich Yeshiva. He never had children. But he wrote many svarim. And I commonly use his svarim. It should be Lilu Nishmasa. I learn his svarim a lot. I have a certain emotional attachment to the svarim. When I went to Eretz Yisrael as a bacha, I b'chlal loved svarim. But then when I picked up his svarim, Reb Ruvin Melamed svarim, it's a mix of sweet Torah, Yirah Shamayim. And also, it moved me. I never had children, Nebuch. There was no... So I went to the house of where he lived to be able to get the Sfarim. So I was told it's an apartment next to Panovich Yeshiva. I knocked on the door. Nobody answered. The neighbor comes out and says to me, "Who are you looking for?" I said, "I'm looking for someone, a family member of the Melamed. Some, they say that this farm could be purchased here." He said, "Listen, this farm cannot be purchased here. Reb Reuven Shenita, Zayin Rebetzin Shenita. Rebetzin is also not here. The apartment is confiscated by the government. So it's all locked up. So there's not much that anyone could help you." I said, "Can I get the Sfarim in Yeshiva?" He says, I doubt it. I don't think anyone's metapa with it. There was no family, so they were not metapa with it. It's interesting. The lady says to me, "If you ashtikl achevram, I'll give you a good ashtikl advice. Kich duch de fenster. Go from the mirpeset. Kich harein. There should be boxes of the Sfarim there. Because nobody took care of it. It's likta." No. There was a time and a place where I was able to do that. So I kriegte rein durch den Mepeset, and I went in and there were boxes for him. I was very touched by it, and sragish by it. So I took all the Svarim, and I said, "Where do I pay?" So I asked the lady, she said, "You know what, just learn the Svarim, and that's the way you could pay. Well, who else are you going to pay? Where are you going to pay? Learn the Sfarim." So Kachavel, throughout the years, I learned the Sfarim. So I found in his Sefer, he has a Sefer Tfilas Chana on Pirush HaTfilah. So he brings that someone showed Reb Chatzkel a Pshat Mashgiach. He was very close to the Mashgiach. He used to write over a lot of the Mashgiach, Reb Chatzkel's Torah in Panovich. So someone showed the Mashgiach, Reb Chatzkel, a Pshat in Shlei Asani Ovid. And the pshat came from a sefer called, the sefer was called Oilas Tamid. Oilas Tamid is written by Reb Shmuel Haminer. Shmuel Haminer wrote a sefer Oilas Tamid. And he shows the pshat, Reb Shmuel Haminer shows him the pshat, Shalei Asani Ovid means, Sechdain to the Rebbeinu Shleilam of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rebbeinu Shem took us out from being an Eved. Are you going like this a little bit? It's a chesante chidush, huh? Who thought of that? Whoever thought that when you say Shalei Asani Ovid, you mean the Rebbeinu took me out of Mitzrayim? So I did a little research. Because it says over there that when the Chatzkel saw the Pshat, Kilsei v'shibcha, he says, like Meir dike Pshat, he had enough from it. So here I say it over, Memach mit denazah bislahera, Chatzkel liked it. So I feel as Reb Chatzkel gesagt, good, das ist bei mir schein teire semes, even if he gave a wink, that it's a good pshat, by me vet this pshat. So I went to look, so I found, there's a sefer called Mishnas Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Lieberman, from the Geinim of Eretz Yisrael. He wrote a sefer on Zrayim, and there he writes, page Kuf Samach Zayin, also, Shaloi Asani Oved, Danken der Reveine Shleilam, was ich was, Yitzias Mitzrayim. And he says it makes sense. Shaloi Asani Goy, now made me aid eichis lesani ovid. Thank you, the Rebbeinu of Yetzias Mitzrayim. I found quoted in a few places, and I don't have it off here. Like I said, I was up all night, and I didn't have the proper preparation for the shir. I remember seeing it b'shem the Chofetz Chaim already. This nusach that shaloi asani ovid daf mitrachten Yetzias Mitzrayim eichet. Okay, good. I was thinking, you're right, we don't have Eved today. Hein Totmishkin Eved. We don't have Avodim. Mitzias, we don't have Avodim. You're right. Nobody walks around and he has to answer to a boss, we have to answer to a boss, soon we'll see. But you don't have to answer to a boss as an Eved, yeah? We don't have to answer to a boss. We don't have avdus today. It doesn't mean that we don't have avodim. That's not. An eved doesn't have to only mean an eved lemaisa. An eved can mean a darge. Can mean a state of mind. Because I mentioned an eved. Yeah, Habesai. Eved doesn't have to mean literally Eved. It can mean figuratively also. It's a maila. A mensch ben chayrim edishkein Eved. I found this. I found in the Tfilas Chaned, the same sefer he brings, Nagoda. What do we say? Dayenu. What are Dayenu? Dayenu are Maila's Ruchnis. Each one is a Maila Ruchni over the other one. Eloi Tzionim and Mitzrayim, Dayenu. He didn't take us out. Das Halein was, he took us out of Mitzrayim. So Rabbi Chatzkel was Mazbir, the Pshat, that the fact that we left Mitzrayim, Ois Evet. Evet is a Darga. You hear? It's a Madrega. What does that mean? I'm not a bin chayim. I'm one less step. A bissel nidr kavi vivas. We are bin chayim. Seilu haitzionu mitzrayim, that he gave us at least this madrega that I'm not an eved. Eved can mean physically labor, hard labor, and eved could also mean the madrega that the person's holding as an eved. An eved. That's what he is. We left Mitzrayim when Ayid. Oh, he said, Ayid is Kenev and Evan is Kenyid. Yeah? And he says, a Meritik a Taich from Reb Chatzkel. We think that we were Avodim because we were slaves to Pare. He says, it's the opposite. Because we were Avodim, therefore Pare was able to enslave us. No? Help from Reb Chatzkel, Meritik a Rei, Rabbi Sayat. Not that we were slaves because we were avdei pare. We were on the madrega of avodim and mela. Pare is an koyach to be shailed on us. It's a meiridik of the herabes of Chatzkel. It's page reish sadik zayin. It's a meiridik of vav of Chatzkel. Yeah. We think in heaven means he comes and he's a slave. It's who you are, and because of who you are, memela, what happens to us, people can be shailed on us. The madrega of Eved makes how people treat. You want to be nisraimim, you don't want to be tachas hagoyim, tachas other koiches. If you are who you are, then they won't be on top of you. You'll be on top of them. No, was not they say meredik. No, Yankel was not say meredik. Say meredik great. Shaloya sami ovid is nitel taich. Bimitzias. Abraham, you didn't make me an eved. Yeah, you didn't make me an eved. And I even asked you this question. What do you mean? But an eved is something you choose. I don't. Isn't eved what you choose? No. An eved ivri, something you choose. There's a married to get tight in Eved Ivri. Volt el nish given an Eved. Volt el zach nish noig if he wasn't acting like an Eved, that he steals. The Gemara says, after Gzeilef keira nechale, Avodim steal. Avodim agonovim. You have a cleaning lady in the house. You should know that. It is what it is. It is what it is. It's... I don't have the time to explain the psychology. There's a psychology behind it also. Okay, Akash of a Maisa. Tzimar. The mother says, Avodim, they steal. That's just their nature, their tchuna, whatever. You stole. Bistan Evan, Memela. That's Reb Chatzkel. Memela is a parish of Evan Ivri. Avada, Shalayasani Ovid, it's a mixed Abishtah. Gives you the ability to choose to be an Eved or not. That's true. That's where you ask the question. That's what I ask. I begin the Shaila. Who may also that's a gate in the red night and sheer as a mensch is an Eved Hashem at the design. One brings the other. One it's cause and effect. If you'll be Avodayim, then you won't be avodim lavodim. We'll get there. Rabbeisai, lomid lavodim. Well, chabel chlib lernen. Kum Rabbeisai. Let's learn. You know, I walked in and I was exhausted. I was so tired. I didn't sleep last night. I told you. The minute I started the shiur, so hufke, 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 chat. I got geschmack again. Kum, lomid lernen. Geschmack. Shalai Yasani Oved. Shalai Yasani Oved. Fragir the Akash, which Eved? Do we mean Eved Kanani? There's no Eved Kanani. We're with Chayit. State the Klar. Shalai Yasani Goy. Memele can't mean Eved Kanani. Elamai Zakri Bar Yochid means what? Eved Yisrael. I mean, we have Eved Yisrael today. You know anybody who's an Eved Yisrael today? We don't have the Parsha today. And the Teretz, maybe we do. Maybe we do. Maybe we don't have the Metzius, the physical Eved Yisrael. But the mechanics and the dynamic of an Eved Yisrael happen, yeah. Atta Zemigay Tren was... Du willst doch sagen, der Schick kann sagen, der Schirr. Maske. Ich bin Maske, was du sagst, der Schirr. Was, was? Sache mal achte, das sei der Herr. Ich bin Maske. I'm Maske. So let's learn Pshat, Rabbi. So there's one Pshat that we said, Shlesani Oved, is Yitzias Mitzrayim. We thank the Eibishter about you. Efshah. Then we'll say another Pshat. Oved doesn't mean literally Eved. It means figuratively. There's a lot about being an Eved, which is not about Lamaisa working for somebody. Now what is it then? So what's about being an Eved? We find for Abchatzkel, I just told you over, that not Pshat in Mitzrayim, we were Avadim, because Pari was Meshabed us. Pum Faket, because we were Avadim, that's why Pari was able to be Meshabed us.
Mindset.
Yeah? Okay. What's the taich of an Eved? He's not a Bechayim, he's an Eved. So here we find by the Pash of Eved Ivri, the Geld. He said, Gevaldi, you don't know how good you said. The Geld, yeah? The Geld. Meshubit some Geld. A mensch in Leben has Shibud, he's obligated. He's obligated. He's obligated to make Parnosa. It's also Shibud. I saw him in Sefer Zichron, from the Michtam Eliyahu, Chelek Aleph Amud Chav Ches, as Abel Yilapa gefragt Akasha. The Eved Ivri, we have a tain against him. When he leaves the house, we ask him, are you talking? Oizen Shishama? What are you staying for? You heard Avada Hevelay, Avadim Lavadim, what are you staying for? Frek to Michtam Eliyahu, what do you want him to do? He has a job. What do you want? He says, which person is not meshubit to his job? A good job. A vibe mit kinder. Yeah? You want him to give it all up? Well, then it's not meshubit. Of course I'm meshubit. Who's not meshubit? I mean, everybody's meshubit. He says, I don't see any guy in business. He's meshubit his boss. Everybody's going like this, huh? There's no bosses. There's only workers. There's only payalim duh. By the way, the boss meshubit is payalim. It works both ways. And he rather speaks it out. It's cute. Michtam Eliyahu says, Fakarity has a great matziv. Alden Latzim. What's the story? He's put Fakarity. Alden treats him like $1 million.
If you have a bed.
So what's the shayla's boss fills them from their mensch? What? He says the whole world is that way. What? We're being makrish them and sees the valley. Say, Frek the Michtam Eliyahu. Beautiful question. Zag the Michtam Eliyahu at Teretz, yeah? But before we get to Michtam Eliyahu's Teretz, Efshe can ich zulegen ab Sashtikel Teretz. Yer aveisai Efshe can ich zulegen ab Sashtikel Teretz. When he leaves, what does he say? Oh, hafti es adoini, resishti, resbona, lo yeitze chofshi. You want to be there because you have to be there? All right. Oh, but hafti hosof noch libechit? That's no good. Has me geit arayin in business, um mis mishubit, from tag bis nacht. And you need, and you're right, you should be, that's life, life, you're obligated. That's to you what, this is an ideal situation. The nusach, hafti, why does the Torah give the reason? He needs a reason why he wants to leave. He wants to leave, he doesn't want to leave because he has a house and a family and a wife. Why does he have to say hafti? He says, oh, hafti, I love. Of course, he doesn't want to leave. Well, you have to explain why you want to, don't want to leave. The taina is not that you don't want to, that you want to stay. What's the taina? Hafti, you're staying mitachle. Das al chatchila. Das nishkei lechatchila. Chatchila is avadai heim. Mensch again, bizel chavesai. I'm not having tainas. Yeah. Aber mashkei lechatchila from them chavesai. better off to be in yeshiva, better off to be in besmedrish. We have shibudim in life. It's a klala l'maisa. Okay, so the hafti, that's already a problem. Efsha. Michtam Elio says a little bit tifa, he says a little sharfa, a little merkanoistic. Parnos is not an excuse, I'm sorry. No, avadayhem, don't become an eved to the gel with an excuse from parnos. I don't know if he said it that sharp. In the words of the safe, it's not that sharp, but that's what he meant. What he meant to say was, you're right. Vel zaktach, that on the dollar bill it says, in God we trust, yeah? That the reason why the dollar bill is so strong, I don't know, today, basically with the markets, with the machlech, I'm not so in tune with today's world. My talmidim think I'm still living in Shanghai. Maybe they're right. I don't know. But from what there was a tikkun that the dollar was the strongest currency, right? Yes, with Trump, everyone's shaking out like that. With Trump, China, I don't know the problem, I'm sorry. But there was a tikkun that the dollar was zichr chashiv, yeah? So the Chatzka flags again because it says on it, in God we trust. Emunah. You see, that's it. You were makid the Rebbeinu Shleilam, yeah? Over the years, I heard from Shtaka Bali Musa, they used to say, Shaila, what the God is. The Melkana Vaydazar is the Galta Lane. How did they trust? The Yid fatayches it, that it means Rebbeinu Shleilam. When the Goy fatayches the Dala Halein, you know, the Dala Halein is a God we trust. All right, I'll call upon him, you hear? Was hat man von der Michtam Eliyahu? Hat er mehr wieder gewandt, you hear? Avadet! He could come and say, it's my parnosa to live here. But it doesn't mean that you're meshubit to it. You're not meshubit. The person has to know, yes, yes, no, no, this is too much. You went too far. Ki li b'nei Yisrael, avadet, 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 avadet. Rabbi Yisrael, mekhen zog nach hashtikl deher. Yeah. We don't mean shleyasani oved to money and parnosa. It could mean shleyasani oved to taivis. A mensch is an eved to all his ritzainis. Hein git me das hashena, they give it a nice name, call it addictions. It's all right. Today everything has to have a, you know, with a degree. Every schlechte mida has to have with a degree. It's a this, it's a that, it's a addiction. Where do I get this from? There's a very famous nusach that the Sipona writes by the Nazir. I saw in the Sipona. What's the Nazir? Nazir means to be cut off. What's he cut off? Nazir, Naziris. It's the cut. What does he cut? He cut off from the world? Because the whole world is Avdei Taivaisim. They're avodim for their taiva. They're enslaved to their taiva. Yeah? Enslaved. People don't realize that a person is a slave to his what he wants. He must have it, and it's shailed on him to the point that he almost has no daya. He has no... A man should make the chub in a day. A person should have his own. Listen, I have to want the day. No, you don't. Maybe you also have an opinion, right? Maybe not always do you have to give in to what the Yetzirah tells. No, you're giving in. Why? Because the Yetzirah is what? Shailit on you. He is your master and you are his what? His abbot. So I saw the Chafetz Chaim Zokshene Teirah. You hear Avesai in the Parsha of Eved. You hear? Also, it's an analogy to the Yetzirah. You heard Rabbi say, "Kum shlafnish, no, yidalach kum." Yeah, ich bin das. I stood up all night and say shlafin. So what? Shemir kaina? What? What? Shlichus? We cannot shabbin as azach. I say, I got to oil them up. They don't know why I didn't sleep last night. Again, my uncle Nebuch was run over by a car. My uncle Rabbi Yehuda Kalimer. So last night in front of West Hempstead, the shul. So it should be a schusah for we. I was up all night learning schusah. It should be a refuah shleimah. The shir should be a refuah shleimah for him. Rabbi Yehuda ben Rivka Leia. Should be Yid Nadab Gadol. Okay. So I'm going to tell you what the Chafetz Chaim sagt about Pshat. Yeah, Meiridik. You will tell Meiridik. Ki Yimker ish is Bitei La'ama. Who is Bitei? The Neshama the Zayah says is going on the Neshama Bitay. Hazayzok the Zayah, Chavetz Chaim quotes the Zayah. It's Amerdik is a Kiyim Karish, if I cave the Neshama, the Bas, the Tachter, Tachteral, Bitay. Yeah? Kiyim Karish Bitay La'ama. Make sure that when you leave the world, you don't leave as an avid. Let the neshama be free. Let the neshama be free. You know what's licked on a neshama for Naid? Do you know how much feelings it wants to give out? And how much mitzvahs it wants to be mekayim? You're starving the neshama. You're not giving it. You're not giving it. It's freedom. It's freedom. Well, you say it, say it, say it, say it. Then the Chafetz Chaim says, Gishmak. He will tell the Reis HaGishmak. Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim. V'loi avadim. Who is the avadim? The guf. Yes, the Chafetz Chaim. V'loi avadim. L'avadim. But the guf is the chanevet. Fadr Rebbeinish Leilam. Make sure you are not an evet to your guf. Yeah. See, so Yishmak, Parsha von Eved is all about the Yidav machin zicha that he's free. Belcherim, ein lechel bechel mishesik b'teirim mitzvah. You know, people don't realize this freedom is around the corner. We walk around, we feel restricted, we feel uncomfortable. Maybe the neshama is restricted. Maybe that's what the feelings that we feel inadequate. Because we're meshubit. A mensch can't be a meshubit. A mensch was created to be a belchayrim. Do you know that all freedom, right? All the movements to fight, because human beings cannot be what? They need to be free. It's part of the human condition. Narvos, zay main in freedom is what? Freedom hefkeir satan bas mevil. It's interesting. Abdu befkeir nechaleich. Kuf hakert. The greatest of Zach was an Eved will is of Kairos. Mainish freedom means to be Hefka. That's not called free. If I can't, the mensch can leap home and sign on Eved. That's the story. He wants to be an Eved. I'll be of Kairos. So which one is it? You like to be an Eved, you like to be Hefka. And the Torah says, Nisht as du verstehst, was Hefka is. Or Nisht as du verstehst, was Eved is. An Eved zu seiner Rezeinis ist Avde Befkeira Nechelei. Kisim kresbitei l'ama l'isei tzei kitzei s'avad. Habei sei, l'ama zoge noch ein Pshat, l'ama endike. I've always thought, when I made this bracha, an interesting hergish. Avdus, we say, doesn't have to be physically an Eved. Literally an Eved. It can mean figuratively, a mensch can sign an Eved to something, to a cause, right? To a taiva. But we find something called an Eved Tavadim. What does that mean? Now, you know what I would say the Pshat is? It means others. We can live our whole lives mishubit to what the other guy thinks and what the other guy does. It's a meir dikazach. We can live an entire life not free to be who you are. I thought about it a lot. And Eved is the tie. She's meshubit on every act and every. It's kind of adalatsmi. There's no mensch. There's no zich. What's the aside of an Eved? The aside of an Eved is that there's no him. He's not. He doesn't have kinyanim. No, it's more than meshubit. Almost says no kinyanim. He's no. There's no him. There's no him. You know, a person could have that when there's no him, he's busy being somebody else and being meshubit to what the other guy thinks or what the other guy says. That destroys what the Torah will. No, the Rebbeinu Shlom, ki li b'nei Yisrael avad. You should only be thinking what? What the Eibishter tracht. Nish was yene tracht. V'lo yavadim. And I found this in Ali Shur. Reb Shlomo Volbe learns this pshat in the bracha. Shalaya Saniyov, he says, how many of us could come and say we're not meshubit what the other guy thinks and what the other guy does? Mode, right? You know, and with this I'll end, Rabbi. Like I said, I have to end, Shlomo. I'm very, very tired. I apologize. I'm having a long and heavy day. I was sitting with two other rabbeim, and they called the bacha into the room, and they asked the bacha why he did so and so, whatever. So the bacha answered, "I wasn't the only one; everyone did it." So what's the famous line that every parent and every menal says? No zag. If everyone told you to jump off the roof, would you jump off the roof? I pulled over the Rebbe afterwards, and I said, "It's not a good marshal, because today they talk a wood jump off the roof." Was willst du? Was the willst? Frechst du makasha that the Terrence is talking true? Would everyone jump? If everyone would jump off the roof, would you? And is that a statement or a question? I basically list any of it. The beauty of a yid. Not meshubit to goyim. Not meshubit was yet a tracht. Avadah, there's a yivchil Hashem, not to look strange, not to do bizarre things, yeah. I once asked Rabbi Yosef Rosenblum, Zayn Gesund, I asked him, is there a chil Hashem by going through a red light? Is there a chil Hashem parking your face, nit, you know, yeah. So everybody's shaking yes, and I can see in the audience, Mustama, a lot of people are going, what's the back and forth of it? I mean, you're right. You're going to pass the red light. You're going to pass the red light. So the guy next to you, Vetan Shrine, you dirty Jew, right? Last week I told you that when a guy screams, "You dirty Jew," you should take out a $20 bill and give him $20. Scrape for the compliment. Rav Rothschild told you, Remeir Anshe Rothschild flicked as a ton, that when the guy would scream at him, "You dirty Jew, take out a zlot and give us guy. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for the compliment." It's amazing. Till everyone in the city, everyone in the town, in the city, started to learn that if you call Rav Anshe Jude, kick scouts, so they all lined up. All the hoodlums in the... So then he chopped that it's not a winning business. He started saying every time they would call him Jud, Shalasani Goy, Shalasani Goy. I call upon him, yeah. Eh, Shreit of dear, when you pierce the red light, Shreit of dear. You Jew, you did see that, right? But I did it because I'm a Jew. Vasatas mit the Jew. You also returned it. What? You don't pierce red lights when you don't also. Just was because I'm a Yid. So I asked the shout to Rabbi Yosef Rosen, is that a Chil Hashem? It comes from his sinner. That he'd say, "Oh, you look what you..." Yeah, but I mean, it's not something. It's what everybody, the whole world does it. When Pumti hams the Haykins, so he'll say, "You Jew." It has to, it's nothing to do with being Jewish. Cutting the line. What? And you don't cut the line because what? You're a guy, you don't cut the line. What are you talking about? There's nothing. So Rabbi Yosef Rosenblum told me that no. I eat that's a chfirin. That's a chfirin. And it's a Chil Hashem. Because we have to show that fakert, even if it's normal behavior, we're above normal behavior. So this is not being dispelled for what the guy thinks. L'malyusa, echa matrege. Was daft trachten ton wie the guy im tuin. Normal fakert, we're not normal. There's two ways how we can be not normal. Can be not normal good. Echa not normal. Yeah, but think about that also. The point that I'm trying to bring out is that when a person lives meshubit to what other people think, and he's always busy, how does the other guy look at me and how does he view me? Then the ben chayrim, the yitshabai, it doesn't come out. It doesn't come through. So when you make a brach in the morning, shalayasani ovet, you have to free yourself. All the shibudim, malazachim, Yid Avisen, I'm free to be a Yid, and I shine. And I'm a Shubit, was der Tracht, und jene Tracht, und jene sagt, das ist a Yid, und a Seifir.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.